Welcome to the Houston Strength Podcast. Let's uncover your strength.
What's going on, guys? This is Jordan with Houston Strength. This is the Houston Strength Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about a concept that's just been coming up a lot at the gym, as well with potential clients reaching out. It's called dynamic correspondence. So it's not just a term, it's a guiding principle in crafting effective training programs for athletes. Dynamic correspondence refers to the relationship between exercises or training methods and the desired outcome in sports performance. So in simpler terms, it's about choosing exercises that more closely mimic the movements and demands of your sport to enhance performance. So we're going to talk about the age-old debate. So general versus specialized or sport-specific training. Should you spend more time lifting heavy weights in the gym, or should you focus solely on drills that look like your sport in the gym? And the answer is really somewhere in between, and it depends on the timing. So first, let's address general training. So this is the foundation of any athlete's regimen. Think of it as building a solid base of strength, power, conditioning, endurance. That's going to transcend any specific sport training. So your squats, your pull-ups, your push-ups, your lunges, jumping, hinging, rotating. These are the bread and butter of any general training program. They're going to develop the fundamental movement patterns and improve an athlete's overall athleticism. So especially with younger athletes, training is definitely going to be more general. But while the general training is essential, it's not the be-all, end-all. Athletes also should incorporate some sport-specific movements, some specialized movements, to bridge the gap between the weight room and the field, court, or the track. These exercises are going to mimic the specific movements, energy systems, and demands of the sport, which are going to ensure a seamless transfer of the training effects we're trying to get in the gym. So how should an athlete approach this balancing? It's all about the periodization, so how we program over a period of time, and the prioritization. So in the off season or during the base building phases, we want to emphasize general training. And especially with younger athletes, we're not going to do a whole lot of specialized stuff unless we're just trying to make it fun, make them kind of see the carryover to their sport. We have to lay a solid foundation through strength and conditioning though. So as we approach competition, we'll gradually shift the focus more towards the sport-specific exercises and fine-tune the skills and enhance performance in game-specific scenarios. So this is like with the boxers, we'll do med ball throws that will look like a punch as we get closer to a fight. But when we're in a more general phase, we might just do a chest pass or we might do an explosive push-up. So the closer we get to competition, the more the training is going to look like the sport. And again, with the younger athletes, you want to keep it fun. You want them to understand how some of the movements you've been doing in the gym can progress and carry over directly to their sport. So remember, the balance is key. If you neglect general training in favor of the specialized or sport-specific drills, it can lead to imbalances. It can also lead to overuse injuries and burnout. We see this a lot in baseball, I've seen it where they'll have pitchers doing things in the gym with a band mimicking a pitch. These guys are throwing hundreds of pitches in a week. They shouldn't be throwing much more than that, but a lot of them do. And then you're going to bring them in the gym and load that same pattern. It's just a recipe for injury. So conversely, if you spend too much time in the weight room and you neglect the sport-specific skills, it won't translate to improved performance on game day directly. So ultimately, it's about finding that sweet spot that maximizes the transfer of training effects to your sport while minimizing the risk of injury and overtraining. So whether you're a seasoned athlete or you're just starting out with your fitness journey, remember the principles of dynamic correspondence and strike the right balance between general and specialized or sport-specific training. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for listening. Subscribe to catch the next episode of the Houston Strength Podcast and uncover your strength.